Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two of our program today. And we're talking about the terrible shooting in Santa Barbara. And, of course, the gun grabbers are having orgasms over this. Rahm Emanuel in Chicago is passing more laws to try and restrict and limit gun sales. So many purchases per month. They want to videotape all gun purchases to deter people from using fake IDs. Chicago already has some of the strictest gun control in the entire country, and their gun violence has just gone through the roof. And it just confirms over and over and over again that where the people are allowed to carry arms as a defense, crime will go down. And when the people are disarmed, it's open season on them and crime goes up. So if you are anti-gun, you are pro-crime, and that's just the way it is. Now, of course, everybody's trying as hard as they can not to look at the other aspect of this case, which is that this kid was under treatment for psychiatric problems. Three different mental health professionals were treating him. And we know how those guys love to write prescriptions. Now, we don't have Elliot Rogers' full medical information yet, but it has been reported one of the medications he was on is risperidone, which is an antipsychotic. Now, by the way, if you want to ban psychotics from owning guns, you're not going to get an argument from me. Just leave us law-abiding, safety-conscious, harmless people alone. But that's not the goal. They want to take everybody's guns away because of what these nuts are doing. And let me tell you how absurd that is. We know that drunk drivers kill people with cars. Are they going to take all the cars away because of what the drunk drivers did? We know these drunk drivers probably didn't intend to cause this mayhem. They're the victims of a chemical that is altering their brains. And so are all of these shooters. They're being given these chemicals that alter their brains. And yes, I did find a study that links risperidone with acts of extreme violence. And some very, and again, it's only a small percentage of the users, but it is there. And apparently, it's very interesting looking at the charts here. People on risperidone who experienced uncontrollable violent urges, 50% of them happen after taking the medication from 1 to 6 months. And then there's a pause where it seems to work just fine. And then between 2 and 5 years, the other half had the issue. And here's the one that really stuns you. It was strictly the males. No women on risperidone had any of these violent impulses. It was 100% to the male. So it's somehow tied in with gender identity or something like that. Now, I did reprise to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com my resource page on mass violence linked to prescription psychiatric medication. Now, what's really interesting is back in 2011, it turns out Time magazine ran a story saying that, you know, we're not going to say these medications are causing violence, but there does seem to be a correlation. And if you go over to SSRIstories.com, you will see hundreds and hundreds of documented cases of people who were put on these medications or trying to get off of them, and all of a sudden just completely consumed with violent impulses to others and themselves. And yes, they used guns. They also used knives and baseball bats and cars and firearms. Remember this thing in Santa Barbara, half the fatalities were from knife wounds, but we've got to blame the guns. We've got to take the guns away. It's a medical problem with very poorly made, poorly tested pharmaceutical products, and they're big business, and that's why nobody wants to talk about it. The corporate media isn't going to cover this story because then they'd lose those lucrative, glitzy commercials for the latest patented molecule. Government doesn't want to deal with it because Big Pharma are huge campaign contributors. The United States Congress did hold hearings on the link between SSRIs and violence and then chose to do nothing about it. Now, following Sandy Hook, when questions were being raised about what medications Adam Lanza was on, a public interest group invoked the state's equivalent of the Freedom of Information Act to try and obtain Adam Lanza's medical records. And the assistant prosecutor for the state's medical examiner office, Patrick Quanishy, and we got this on videotape, He came out and said that even if in this one case the medication caused the shooting, that was not important for the public to know because they might stop taking their medications. And then if you go over to Connecticut's financial information, you will see how much Connecticut depends on the pharmaceutical corporations. So they're not looking out for you. Patrick Quanishy isn't looking out for you. They're looking to protect the profits of the pharmaceutical corporations. Now, apparently, this is a story over an Investment Watch blog. Obama is, apparently a leak has come out exposing that the Obama administration is working on finding some way to outlaw and confiscate all guns. Again, a complete violation of the Second Amendment. And doable only if there's some kind of a artificially created national emergency, which is why I get very leery when people like Adam Kokesh say they're going to march into Washington, D.C. armed. Or when before the George Zimmerman acquittal, the whole week before, all we heard on the media is, oh, there'll be race riots if he's let off. There'll be race riots all over the country. It'll be like the Rodney King riots in every city in America if Zimmerman's acquitted. And Zimmerman was acquitted and no riots happened. We caught them trying to fake one. Because we the people understand this is what the government is trying to do. They're trying to provoke a crisis that will allow them to say, okay, it's a national emergency, no more Constitution, no more Bill of Rights, trust us, it's only temporary, which is what Nixon said when he ended gold convertibility. And so we're getting this story over at Investment Watchblog saying, yeah, they are actively looking for a way to take away all the guns of the American people because they're scared of us because we don't believe them anymore. We don't trust them anymore. All right, we're going to grab a phone call. Obi in Colorado. Obi, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about something that you talked about briefly earlier, and that's the election process. You know, I've been a patriot for 32 years, and, you know, 25 years or so ago, I was living in Texas, and there were elections going on for House of Representatives, and, you know, the polling was all showing that, you know, the incumbent was behind, and yet when the election was over with, that guy won by, you know, 5 or 6%. And, you know, our elections have been being rigged for a very long time, and they're now mm-hmm. they're just open in your face with it. You know, I don't believe the American people are stupid enough to keep re-electing these corporate criminals. They're not representatives. They're corporate criminals.
No, our elections are a complete farce. It's part of the theater presentation to convince the American people that we still have some say in what this government is doing, and we absolutely do not. Now, for those who've never been over there, there's a wonderful website called blackboxvoting.org, and the lady who runs it, Bev Harris, was featured in an HBO documentary, Hacking Democracy, talking about just how easy it is to see that all of these elections are being fraudulent and these invisible inside computer electronic voting machines have just made it much easier. But it has been around for a long time. There was a book put out called Vote Scam all the way back in the Clinton years before the electronic machines really got going. And it was written by the Collier brothers, who are also famous for founding the Hawaiian Tropic line of tanning products. And one of the brothers decided to run for public office. He got cheated out of winning, and that inspired them to write the book, and it is available online. And it has been going on all along. And something that shocks a lot of people that they don't understand, there is no government or civilian oversight of the national elections. The votes are tabulated by a privately owned company called Voters News Service, although, like Blackwater, they change their name all the time to sort of disguise what they're doing. But all the precincts send the numbers into this privately owned company, and the privately owned company then tells the networks, this is who won the election, and nobody is allowed to double check. And they've been caught faking election results. They got caught during the Iowa caucuses back when Buchanan was running. Just blatant in-your-face fraud. We have to take a break for commercials. Obi, thank you very much. We'll be right back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to go back to the phones real quick. Ken in Fort Worth. Aloha, Ken. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, big Texas howdy to you. Hey,
howdy.
I'm starting to forget what I was going to talk to you about. For one thing, I forgot what I was
the illegals. About. You were going to talk about the illegals.
Oh, yeah. They dumped them off in Phoenix. Right?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, now, I understand that Sheriff Arpaio, he's got buses, and he drives the people home back to the Mexican border if they're Mexicans. But these people, I understand, are from Central America. I think they stuck them on him.
Well, we've been seeing that for a long time, especially with the homeless population, is they'll just round them all up, put them in a bus, take them to the county line, and toss them over. We see them constantly being moved around here on the island of Oahu. They really can't take them to the state borders because it's a very long swim.
Right.
Once you're outside the state border.
I think they stuck them on him.
Well, actually, a few years ago, through this local food program I'm working with, I met somebody who had been with the state government's resources to deal with the homeless and hungry, and they said they'd found evidence that other cities on the mainland who only have a few homeless, they were buying them one-way plane tickets to Hawaii so that they could get rid of them and send them down here. And I guess if you're going to be homeless, Hawaii's a really kind of a nice place to do it. You got beaches, you got and the rest of it. They were talking about a program at one point where the state of Hawaii was going to buy one-way plane tickets for the homeless, as long as they had somebody on the mainland who had agreed to take them in.
Yeah.
You know, where if you got an uncle in Poughkeepsie and he's willing to take you in, if you can get there, we'll buy you the plane ticket to Poughkeepsie.
I don't know
that that ever went anywhere. But, yeah, this is right now in these hard economic times. Their solution is, look, let's just scrape them out of here and make them somebody else's problem. They just cleaned out all the homeless camps in Waikiki because it was the tourism board was just complaining about too many of the tourists were giving money to the homeless instead of spending it at the T-shirt and bathing suit stores.
And then the way I understand is Mexico won't take them either. They're not Mexicans.
Yeah, it's a real problem, which sort of begs
it's
the question, how did they get here?
Is what it is.
How did they get here? If they're from Central America and they're here in the U.S., they had to come through Mexico, at least heading north.
They came through Mexico. You and I both know that.
There was a story that we put up at the website, I think it was only yesterday, where apparently this flood of illegals coming across the border from Mexico are saying they are being told in their original homes that if they can get to the United States, Obama is going to grant them amnesty and make them citizens.
Yeah.
And, of course, all over Europe right now, in the wake of this backlash against the European Union and open immigration, we're still seeing it. The European media is out there saying that anybody who's opposed to open borders and just welcoming in everybody, they're just being racist. They don't have a legitimate reason to want to control the population coming in and out of their country. And it really is absurd.
Google Bilderberg list, an attendee list.
Yes.
It's on there, and Petraeus is over there.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah, hunt the list, you can find it.
Yeah, my understanding is the Bilderbergers are absolutely in a panic because the results of the European Parliament elections really hammered home the point that the people of planet Earth are just fed up with this whole New World Order, One World Government, European Union, African Union, North American Union, because it's not working out for us.
Yeah.
And apparently what they thought was going to happen is they were going to get all these unions up and running and merge them before the people inside those unions realized that it was just another way of enslaving us to those privately owned central banks. And we're starting to see more and more countries turn away from that system. There's 132 countries want to unhook their national banking systems from that global private central banking cartel. A couple of years ago, or it was last year, Hungary kicked out their private central bank. And that's the first large country to get rid of a Rothschild-style private central bank since Germany did it in the 1930s, which led to the global banking boycott against Germany, which set the stage for World War II.
Hey, another thing, I'll tell you what I do. You know these mailback cards in magazines, Forbes and Time and Newsweek? I took them all up and I told them about the Bilderberg party at the Marriott Hotel in Copenhagen. They know about it because I know I told them.
Well, they know about it, but they also know that they're supposed to, like, look the other way because
right.
This is all the money and the power in the world. And, you know, the corporate media's job is not to actually report on what's going on in the world, but to keep us all distracted and bemused and dazed and, bikinis. In fact, they were just running a thing on Fox here about some TV show is finally getting its own DVD and the cast got back together for, I can't even remember the name of it. And it was just, it's advertising. They're using the news media to advertise and sell product, and it really isn't interesting to us at all.
Yeah, nice talking to you. I'll talk later.
All right. We're going to switch to Shane in North Carolina. Aloha, Shane. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? I want to kick it off with saying I've been enjoying the guests lately, some great interviews, and I definitely enjoyed that Fetzer interview that you just did. That guy seems pretty sharp, and he seems legit, although... if I'm not mistaken, he was actually like in the. I've known him to be like a no planer, and I don't just mean missile at the Pentagon no planer either. I'm pretty sure that guy's like a hologram no planer. But I mean, I don't think he's maybe he's just confused or whatever. But anyways, it's not.
Or he's being used by somebody, and I was concerned about having him on the show. But as long as we confined him to James Norvell's book, it's obvious he knows what he's talking about. Obviously, I do not agree with James Fetzer on the issue of no plane at the Pentagon or holograms, or apparently he supports the idea that Building 7 and the World Trade Towers were brought down with micro nukes, and there are so many obvious reasons why that would not be the case. So, again, I had misgivings, but it did turn into be a really good interview.
He's clearly a really sharp guy. That's not the main reason I called, though, but I mean, I actually like the guy. I mean, he's a thought-provoking guy, and I would actually like to hear, you know, different people on that. There might actually even be a little bit of debate over issues like that, not some 9/11 issues, or even you know, geoengineering or stuff like that. But you know, so things aren't just a total echo chamber. But I also think you should consider Wolfgang Halbig. He's been doing a lot of interviews lately, but I think you would do a fantastic job interviewing him. So you know, someone you might want to consider talking to. And then the main reason I was calling is you were talking about the media, you know, inciting riots and, you know, stirring things up the way they do. And to me, it's almost comical to think about, you know, they're clearly trying to do that, but at the same time, they're trying to make everybody docile with fluoride in the water and all these chemicals, you know, in the food and, you know, everything. I just kind of wonder if that's working against them. You know, they can't really get people riled up the way they want because they're all doped up on fluoride and God knows what else.
We've seen many examples of how one part of the government is doing their things, often at cross purposes to other parts of the government. And I think that story that we did yesterday about the USDA confiscating and destroying 47% of this raisin producer's crop to prop up prices is an example of how absurd government has become, because we have millions of hungry people in this country. Can't we at least give them the raisins? It's not like they're going to go to the store and buy them anyway. There really is a lack of any kind of a unified policy or plan. It's just everybody is, you know, maintaining their own budgets. They're maintaining their own corruptions. They're doing favors for cronies. And really, the federal government has lost the overview of what is best for the nation as a whole, and that is supposed to be their job. Most essentially, it is the president's job. Harry Truman used to say that the job of the president wasn't to create the laws or to do anything like that. It was primarily about throwing cold water on a lot of foolishness coming out of the Congress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Their hypocrisy makes it impossible for them to hold on to the narrative, like you've said previously.
Okay, Shane, we got to let you go. We're coming up on a commercial break, and we will be right back.
Private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get booked by...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, interesting story. This is coming out of New York. Wontaw High School responding to telephone bomb threats adopted a policy of banning all student backpacks and sealing all the student lockers, and requiring the students to sign a little ledger when they want to go and use the bathroom, in and out. I mean, what are we teaching our kids when we send them to what are effectively prison conditions for 13 years of their lives? These kids are now being forced to carry all of their books and belongings in clear plastic bags, sign in and sign out to use the bathroom. They are presumed to agree to searches as they come and go, random. This is absurd. And I'll tell you something else here. That those phoned-in bomb threats that justified this treatment of our children, they're a hoax. And how do we know this? Remember what I said about look for what should be there and isn't. The NSA that is monitoring all of our phone calls has not come up with the name of the person making the bomb threats to give to the police, which would be a far more reasonable and appropriate way of dealing with that problem. So what's going on is they're trying to raise the next generation of kids to be obedient and be willing to live inside cages for their entire lives, and they're doing it with more hoaxes and frauds. Because if that was a real bomb threat, all the police have to do is go to the fusion center and say, okay, who was calling the school at this time? Hasn't happened, has it? It's a fake. Now, another story coming out of Chicago. I don't know about you, but when I graduated, part of the tradition is, as soon as you're declared a graduated class, you take off those little mortarboard hats and you throw them in the air. Huzzah, huzzah. It's a long-standing tradition. But apparently, this Chicago high school issued an order. Do not throw your caps. They might come down and inconvenience somebody. They could be used as shuriken. It could be a terrorist weapon. Well, the kids got excited and exuberant, and they threw their hats anyway. And the school is now refusing to give them their actual diplomas as punishment for a celebration. End of school, we're out, we're graduated. Not that those diplomas are worth anything, of course, in this day and age. But it's another example of completely over-the-top, heavy-handed punishment of the kids to just get them used to being punished for every little minor transaction. I mean, it's absurd. Absolutely absurd. I hope somebody sues them. Okay, over in Oakland, California, there's been another incident where there was a special needs student in a wheelchair who was not getting to his next class as quickly as the school security guard thought he should. And the guard, without permission, grabbed the chair and started to push it. The kid panicked and wound up with this school security guard basically beating this kid in a wheelchair. And it was caught on the school's video camera system. I've been a teacher myself. That's not what education is supposed to be about here. Over in Tulsa, Oklahoma, another school police officer saw two kids in a car. When they spotted him, they tried to drive away. He just pulls out his gun and opens fire on them. Thankfully, didn't hit anybody. The kids were just making out. They were doing the old high school tongue tangle. That's not grounds to be shot at. It is. It's completely out of control. All these police departments and security companies, they're all getting their training from Israeli security companies. What we're seeing start to emerge here right now is what the Palestinians have been living with for decades. And they're trying to set up the same system here. Keep you down. Keep you in your place. Don't stand up. Don't complain. Just breed new soldiers and new workers. Give us your money and sit down and shut up. That's the new model of the U.S. attitude toward the American people, as enforced by the police department. If I can get up the money to move back to the mainland, I'm going to move to Indiana. They just passed a state law there that if the cops are trying to break into your home illegally, you can shoot them. Now, over in Utah, as if they didn't have enough problem, there's been a major oil spill out there, and the Bureau of Land Management, whose jurisdiction it is, has been saying that this is contained, it's contained, that don't worry about it, no pollution, it's all been contained. They've now been exposed as having just completely made that up. The oil is still leaking, it's still getting into places it ought not to be, and the Bureau of Land Management was just out there shoveling the USDA choice bovine excrement at us all to just make it look like the problem had gone away. Now, over in Britain, GlaxoSmithKline is now facing a criminal investigation by the Serious Fraud Office. Fraud comes in a lot of different levels. The Serious Fraud Office is the office that takes the really big corruptions. And GlaxoSmithKline is accused of bribery as part of their commercial practices. Now, we all know these pharmaceutical companies are always giving things to the doctors to recommend their medication. They get invited to conventions, and they get really nice hotel rooms and some of these contracts for various things like Gardasil vaccine. The medical establishment gets a kickback on every one of the shots here. Sometimes the bribery gets a little on the other side of legality, and apparently the government of Britain is saying enough, 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 because apparently GlaxoSmithKline was bribing doctors not only with cash, but with prostitutes to get them into supporting their drugs. And that right there tells you that GlaxoSmithKline understands that their products can't sell on their merits. So, yes, we're going to get some hookers to just do hooking things to the doctors, and they'll sell our medication. And I rather doubt that this sort of practice is confined just to Great Britain. It's just Great Britain's trying to do something about it here. Now, up in Sonoma County, there's a story which I find very alarming. And it involves a guy named Jeffrey Keating, who has been paying premiums on his Obamacare-compliant health insurance policy. He was allowed to keep his existing policy because it was declared Obamacare-compliant. It's Anthem Blue Cross. So this guy comes down ill, goes to the hospital, discovers he's got runaway cancer. We've got a dozen tumors in his head, more tumors around his body. It's just highly aggressive. And they put him in the hospital. They had to remove a half liter of fluid from his lungs. They had to give him steroids to try and control the brain swelling. And they administered emergency chemotherapy. And then Anthem Blue Cross denied the claim. Sent this family a letter saying that his emergency hospital treatment for this sudden onset of cancer, quote, didn't meet the criteria for medical necessity. So, you know, all those death panels that were rumored as part of Obamacare, it does look like they exist, because if you all of a sudden one morning wake up and you've got a dozen brain tumors and a bunch of other tumors around your body, your lungs are filled with fluid and your brain is swelling and you're on the verge of death, that is a medical necessity. You need treatment right then and there. And his Obamacare-compliant health insurance coverage said, nah, we don't see it was necessary for you to go there. You could have stayed at home and, you know, read your Bible or something, and you would be just fine. Now, maybe Blue Cross was doing this guy a favor, because there's an interesting article over at the Daily Mail where a survey of doctors showed that if these doctors came down with cancer, they would not use chemotherapy, even though they're in the business of selling it to their patients. They themselves would not use it. You think about that one for a while. All right, we got a caller waiting on the line, but we're on a commercial break here. So Shannon, drink some coffee, walk around, get some fresh air. We're going to come back and take your phone call as soon as we're back from these words from our sponsors.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on Medical Tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike and Pharaoh, maybe at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media's lies. Listening to Mike and Pharaoh, open your eyes.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got a couple of callers waiting on the line. We're going to start with Shannon in Tennessee. Aloha, Shannon. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You're always talking about the blueprint for the new America. I've got a couple of points I want to make, and then I'll hang up and listen off air. The first thing is there needs to be some rules made about police powers. You know, I think that the police, with a few exceptions, about 90% of them don't need to be armed. They need to go with the same kind of thing that the old British bobbies used to be. And that's one thing. And another thing is there ought to be a complete ban and outlawing of pepper sprays and tasers and all these flash bang deals. And then the last thing is they need to, you know, and I know you probably have spoke about this a lot in the past, but this war on drugs is just a total failure, and we know that it's all about protecting the CIA and the government's own sales of drugs, but that stuff needs to be done away with. And, I mean, sadly, we know that some people, you can't help them no matter what they do by protecting them with laws and stuff. They just need to legalize the stuff and tax the heck out of it. And if somebody's stupid and they want to kill themselves, you know, then, you know, what can you do? And that's the points that I wanted to make, Mike, and I'll listen off air.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm not sure I agree with you about things like pepper spray. I agree with outlawing the tasers because they're proving not to be the non-lethal wonder. that everybody said. We know that these tasers can stop your heart if you get that jolt at just the right point in the beat cycle. And because they're promoted as non-lethal, the cops have no reason not to use them. And basically those tasers, it's just a police beating with all the modern improvements. But the problem is we already have laws that are supposed to constrain the actions of the police against the American people. They're simply not being enforced. And we see this from Congress all the time. There's a huge scandal. Oh, we'll pass new laws. And it turns out the problem was the old laws weren't being enforced. And the police are very much out of control. And a lot of this is obviously coming in with all of this Israeli training, which is dispensing with ideas about serving the public and preserving the public order and safety in favor of shoot first and ask questions later. Your job is to keep these people down in the gutter. And that's exactly how they are behaving. All right, we're going to switch over to Eddie in Ohio. Aloha, Eddie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, thank you. Yeah, Eddie Taylor here in Ohio. I wanted to mention something regarding the stem cell technology because I noticed you talked about Dr. Steenblok, and I have a friend. He inherited the legacy of Dr. George Merkel, who actually created stem cell technology about 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Most people aren't aware. He took a kidney cell and grew a whole kidney, and he videotaped it, and it all kind of got lost in history. He had about 450 inventions. 95% were confiscated on the premise of national security. But
yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah, it sure does. It sure does. Well, he had a very extraordinary health product. And by the way, some of his other achievements, he showed the De Beers how to make synthetic diamonds. He created the world's first nuclear submarine. Of course, he worked for the wrong people for about 30 years before he knew who he was working for. And he slowly disengaged himself at his own lab. And he got this idea he was going to create this ultimate health product. And he was impressed by the Sumerian civilization, the Mesopotamians, or the Anunnaki, like Zachariah Sitchin likes to talk about. But in any event, why he studied that civilization, he said the world's largest cut stone is like, oh, gee, 100 tons, and it's there. Now, I want to learn that science, and what do they know about health and technology in general? So he called the Smithsonian, said, send me a couple 200 cuneiform tablets. And, of course, he had all the strings he could pull. So they said, well, what's your address, Dr. Merkel? And anyway, he wound up teaching himself the Sumerian language. But he created this health elixir called Life Crystal. But it disappeared
after the FDA went crazy
on him. Uh-huh.
Okay, Eddie, it sounds like you're trying to sneak a commercial in on me. Can we sort of get to the point? Because our call screener said you wanted to talk about GMOs.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah. I went that route because I saw you had the interest in the, you know, the stem cell. But no, that's fine. I understand. The thing with the GMO, there's two ways to go. You can always take it to court in Congress, and someday you'll make these people stand down. But meanwhile, what do farmers and gardeners do? I just wanted your listeners to know there are people out there. I have a friend. He's an ag consultant, and he told me, he's been an agriculture consultant for 35 years, he had a field of corn with 500 acres surrounded by GMO pollen. No GMO plant grew up in 500 acres of corn because of his agricultural science. And I just wanted your listeners to be aware, very few people are aware, there's another approach to the GMO issue. Obviously, it shouldn't be used, but it'll be a long time before you can stop it. Meanwhile, how do you keep your food clean from GMOs? See? So that was one thing. And the other thing is I've done a lot of research on the radiation issue, and I discovered some things that are able to remediate radiation. And although you won't see it in the paper, of course, but that's another big interest of mine. And
okay, can I, anyway. Eddie, we're coming up on the top of the hour, and I'm going to have to let you go. But
sure.
If you want to email me this stuff, I will take a look at it. But we do need to get on back to some of the stories that we're covering today here, because it's a really, really busy news day. So we're going to let you go here. And I mentioned this earlier in the show, but I'm going to come on back to it. We're seeing some very alarming news stories. Russia Today is reporting that half of all U.S. adult computer users have been hacked one way or another in the last year. Half. If it wasn't you, look at the guy next to you or the gal next to you. They're the ones. They got my wife. Last Christmas shopping season, she had one of these credit cards with a radio chip in it. Didn't even take it out of her wallet, wasn't using it, and all of a sudden a whole bunch of charges showed up on it. Somebody with a backpack with a scanner and the rest of that stuff was snarfing all these numbers and selling them online to people who fake credit cards. So it's happening here. And so Russia Today is reporting half of all the U.S. adults, computer users, have been hacked in the last year. It's a huge number of people. Article over at Huffington Post, Cybercrime on the Rise, the survey finds. Okay, and basically saying it's a huge and rapidly growing problem. Now, I'm sure they're going to say your solution is to buy new computer security, whatever. But again, look for what should be there and isn't. Where is the NSA in all of this? They're supposedly monitoring all of our computer systems, supposedly recording all of our phone calls. Half of American adult computer users are the victim of computer crime, and not one of these computer criminals has been exposed. The NSA would love some good publicity. They'd love to be able to point to something and say, see, we are doing something of value to you, the American people. Nothing. Total silence. Which leads us to one of two possibilities. The first possibility is the NSA is totally incompetent when it comes to real criminals and terrorists, which I think we've proven is certainly possible with our NSA challenges. Or the NSA itself is behind this storm of hacking attacks to create a case for the government to say cybercrime is out of control, we have to redesign and take more complete control over the internet to save you, the American people, from the cyber criminals. But remember it back when they were doing the Exxon Amendment to the Telecommunications Act to deal with the scourge of pornography all over the internet, and it turned out all the pornography was coming from these government and military IPs to build the case. Oh, if you don't want to look at the porn any longer, you will let us impose censorship. All right, there's the music. We're going to have to take a break for our top of the hour segment. We'll be back with hour number three after these few words.